When Sessa's antenna remained flat against his cheeks, Jaina explained. There will be air scrubbers and hazmat suits in the hangar. He's just trying to keep his men alive to counterattack. A faint sifling began to whisper down the tunnel from which the clatter had come. Fett glanced toward the sound, then turned back and pointed at Jaina's equipment belt.
Guess you weren't much of a student after all. No breath mask.
Sure, I've got one, Jaina said. Just don't need it. Fett cocked his helmet to one side.
This I've got to see.
Be my guest. The sifling continued to grow louder. Jaina shined her glow rod up the tunnel and saw a glittering cloud of vapor drifting. No, pushing down the passage. She raised her palm and began to pull the force through herself, using it to push the dank air up the transport tube. The sound sharpened into a high-pitched buzz. Then the cloud stopped advancing and began to glitter even more brightly. Jaina's stomach rolled with surprise. She pulled harder on the force, drawing it through herself faster and pushing more air up the tunnel. The buzzing deepened to a drone, and a pearly glow rose within the cloud's heart.
Haven't seen that before.
The comment was muffled by Fett's breath mask.
So what's it do exactly?
Jaina bit back a sharp retort and pushed even harder, forcing so much air up the passage that her robes began to ruffle in the breeze. The drone rose rapidly in pitch, then suddenly ceased as the cloud flew apart in a blinding flash. There followed a moment of stunned silence as Jaina and the others tried to blink the dazzle out of their eyes. Then, as her vision began to return, so did the Sifl, fainter than before, but also somehow more urgent. She shined her glow rod up the passage and saw that the eruption had sprayed the glittering cloud onto the floor and walls, not the ceiling, in the form of a silver film. And that film was sliding down the tunnel, coming fast and shaping itself into a dozen gleaming arrows, each pointed at one of the beings in Fett's makeshift fighting squad. Fett pulled his breath mask from beneath his visor.
Neat trick.
He took a T-21 borrowed from the Nickel One armory off his back and pulled the actuating knob.
But I think you just made it mad.
Fett opened fire with a repeating blaster, and the Verpine followed his lead with their shadow rifles, all shooting at the arrows approaching them. The mag pellets were no more effective than the blaster bolts, simply blunting the tip until the arrow reshaped itself into a fork or a trident or half a dozen blobs and continued forward. Jaina had no idea what the stuff was, and it was coming too fast to waste time wondering. When she could not think of a force technique that would be more effective than what Fett and the Verpine were doing, she simply activated her lightsaber and squatted, laying the blade as flat as she could and using it like a broom to keep the stuff burned away from her. The film divided and moved around her, staying out of reach until it had her completely encircled, then swept in from all sides. She launched herself into a force flip, arcing over Fett's head into the tunnel that led down toward Client Hangar 2. She came down facing back up the passage. Fett's boots and greaves were already covered in dull, creeping silver, and Jaina could see that some of it had slipped through a rip in the ankle seam. Behind him, Sess and his soldiers had finally panicked and turned to spring down the tunnel. But the film was sliding after them, and it was obvious they wouldn't be able to stay ahead of it. Jaina pointed at Fett's feet. Boba, you've...
You too.
Fett gestured at her lightsaber hand.
Your arm.
Jaina looked down and saw a silver stain spreading down her sleeve, onto her wrist and hand. She deactivated her blade and flipped her arm down, but it was like trying to shake off a tattoo. Fearfek! Any idea what it is?
What difference does it make? It's probably gonna kill us. I already feel it starting to burn.
Acid, then. Jaina felt her own hand begin to tingle, not burn. And then the tingling faded. The silver stain decayed into a dingy powder, leaving her flesh slightly reddened, but otherwise undamaged. She used the force to concentrate her awareness on the area, searching for any hidden damage, and felt nothing worse than a mild sunburn. The Verpine were not faring so well. They had only made it a few meters down the tunnel before being overtaken by the film. And now, the passage was filled with staccato clattering and fading squeals of dying insects. Jaina looked to Fett. How are you feeling? He shined his sleeve lamp down the passage. Sess and the rest of the Verpine lay on the floor beneath powdery coatings of gray. Most were writhing in the final throes of a death seizure, but some already lay motionless, with dark blood seeping from their eyes and thorax spiracles.
Lucky. That happens sometimes.
He turned away from Sess and the others, then brushed past and started down the passage at a run again. Ignoring the implied order to follow, Jaina pulled her med pack from her belt and went to squat beside Sess, where she began to burn detailed force impressions of his symptoms into her memory.